Sandhya Mahadevan doesn't come off as someone who's likely to back down from anyone. She's whip smart, looks you dead in the eye when she's talking to you, and can't wait to engage on the events of the day. But after a few years on her high school debate team, even she was looking for something a little less combative. That's when she heard about the Ethics Bowl.
People were like, hey, this is kind of similar to debate, but it's more about ethics and morals. So it's very much about having a discussion rather than yelling at people.
Sandhya convinced a few of her friends to join her, and now the East Chapel Hill High School team is a dominant, albeit polite, force in the new and relatively small world of high school ethics bowls. One of those friends is co-captain Joyce Wong. She calls the sometimes difficult ethical conversations the team has as unsettling, but in a good way. She remembers a case they considered about drones.
I approached it with the mindset that, like, drones was the natural advancement of war technology, and, like, as long as we use it, like, with certain restrictions, it's totally, totally fine. But one of my pretty close friends, he felt that it was morally wrong for a government to have this, like, kind of unregulated power. And we actually did a round where we had to take each other's opposite stances, and that definitely changed my mind.
This is exactly the kind of critical thinking the High School Ethics Bowl is supposed to encourage, says Jan Boxall. She's the chair of the philosophy department at UNC Chapel Hill and the director of the Parr Center for Ethics, the sponsor of the National Ethics Bowl. By introducing competition, she says, it sharpens that critical thinking.
You really have to work to do your best. In this case, you've got to be able to present it as well. So the presentation is really important, but one of the things that doesn't succeed is just rhetoric.
And our first case today is number 8, Eminent Domain.
The work in sharpening their moral arguments takes place here, in the choir room at East Chapel Hill High. It's a muggy afternoon after the school day has ended. While their classmates streamed out to go home or off to baseball or soccer practice or just to hang out, the Ethics Bowl team sits hunched down behind tables. They're running through cases, hashing out ethical arguments on topics like open markets for human organs, stand your ground laws, and eminent domain.
So we do recognize that the right to private property is really important, but ultimately, as long as just compensation is provided based on the market value of the land, the government does have to have the ability to acquire land.
An opposing team sits nearby, ready to pounce on the weaker parts of their argument, politely, of course.
All right, so first off, we'd like to thank our judges for being here and our opponents for their insightful presentation, and we'd like to try and see if our opponents can clarify some of the points they've brought up.
After the rebuttal, the judges get their turn to ask questions. This is almost always the most taxing part of the competition. History teacher Brian Link finds a hole in the team's argument.
And so it seems to me now you come back by saying, oh, it isn't a justification, but it's actually a moral obligation to help these poor folks. So what is your argument? I'm confused.
In the competition, the judges would then grade each team on the strength of their argument. But presentation is important, too. And advisor and teacher Dan Murphy offers a few tips. They include not tapping their pens, not saying and...
Everyone say eminent. It's not eminent domain, it's eminent domain. It's like emigrate versus immigrate.
Later that night, all of the team members will watch a video of today's practice. They've been getting together like this for months, sometimes twice a day, to get ready for today's national championship. But it's the conversations, hard, complicated, sometimes frustrating conversations, that they say they want to continue when they go off to college at places like Stanford, Northwestern, and Georgetown, long after a champion is crowned. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.